a parent's question, and the number two secret to your summer recruiting success. This is the Athletic Scholarship Podcast, episode number 96. And a good summer to you. I'm John Kugler as we break out here, and summer is underway, even here in Colorado. I'm telling you, we had a cold weekend. I mean, it snowed in the mountains, and today it's about 80 degrees, sunny. Graduation across the way at the Air Force Academy. I went out today and watched the Thunderbirds rehearse, practicing for tomorrow's show, and that was pretty cool. So graduation all across the country, high school, college, everywhere, and you're getting set for the summer as well, and that's why I had this four-part series on how to get set for the summer, four secrets to your summer recruiting success, and today we're going to go through secret number two, which I think you'll find very interesting. I also have a question I mentioned from a parent that I want to answer because I think it is really pertinent. Get that one out. Yes, I did graduate. How about a welcome to the Athletic Scholarship Podcast? I am John Fugler. I'm an athletic scholarship coach. I'm a dad of two scholarship athletes, also the CEO of Recruit Me, and a podcaster, author, and speaker, and author of the book, The Athletic Scholarship Playbook. It's a number one how-to recruiting book, a step-by-step book. It's a complete college recruiting roadmap for high school athletes and parents. It's available on Amazon. You can get it there. Go ahead and check it out. See if you want the Kindle version, paperback, or Audible. It's all right there on Amazon, The Athletic Scholarship Playbook. Also have a link in my show notes. Also want to make sure you get the Recruiting Power Pack. It's free. Three items that will absolutely get you out of the starting gate, out of the blocks in your recruiting efforts. And not only that, it'll keep you going. It's the free Recruiting Power Pack at recruitme.com. And one of the elements in there is a short PDF, The First Steps to an Athletic Scholarship. There's an audio in there, also a fillable form for your player profile. So I want to make sure you get that. And another thing I want you to make aware of, because it's not going to be lasting much longer, is the Recruit Me system. I got a 30% discount if you use this code. You ready? It's tough. It's just called SUMMER30. SUMMER30. Just use that code when you go to recruitme.com/system. Order any premium Recruit Me system. You get 30% off. And that is just through the end of the month. Again, that's SUMMER30, all one word. But it's not really it's SUMMER30 altogether, I should say. All right, yeah, I'm in a mood today. let's get on with it. First, this excellent question. Andy asked me this, and I said, Andy, I want to answer this on the podcast because you're not the only one asking this question. And he says this, John, I just found your podcast. I'm enjoying the content. My daughter is a high school freshman, and she's pursuing golf towards college. She has a 2 handicap. Much better than me. I had a problem because I got bowling and golf confused, and I still do. I score high in golf, low in bowling. She has a 2 handicap and competes regionally and nationally. She's good. The one question she can't answer is this. This is an important question. You ready? Here it is. Do I want to play college golf? Do I want to play college golf? She's very driven, a 4.1 GPA, but wants to be a doctor and isn't sure she can manage both. Any thoughts on how to help a student understand what it means to be a student athlete? Oh, that's an incredible question. Andy, let me just share this because I know there are other families who are facing this right now. Let me just say that there's different ways that you can pursue your sport in college. It sounds like your daughter loves golf too, and she's so talented at it. And if she wants to be a doctor, some of the schools that she needs to go to are choices of schools for her prep work are going to be really expensive for what she wants to do. And I'm sure she wants to go to a top school because of her GPA here, and sounds like she really excels. So you got to look at it this way. If she wants to do both, then I would consider a D2 or a D3 school. Some of the best academic schools, especially preparing for med school, are D3 schools. and they're expensive. So you might need golf scholarship to get through this. At the D3 level, there's not as great a commitment as at the D1 level of time. And she would be able to balance both, most likely. Sounds like she's high capacity. At the D1 level, man, I'll tell you, it is year-round for most sports. I played baseball, of course, D1 level. I loved it. I mean, it was a dream for me. It wasn't a chore to go out there every day. It wasn't a chore to work out. Some days, yeah, it was, but kept going all 4 years and absolutely loved it. It is, though, a high commitment year-round. And I know there are a lot of athletes that can't handle both. Some can, some can't. I mentioned the Air Force Academy right across the way here in Colorado Springs. And, I mean, engineering school, some of these programs, academic programs, are, I mean, they're tough. And yet these athletes, student athletes, find time to do both. And that is just depends on the person. It's not made for everybody. D1, super high commitment level. D2 is still high. Not as much, but it's still high commitment level on the athletic part. And then D3, and they don't offer athletic scholarships, D3 is less time, less commitment. It's still competitive, but you'll have time for other things. She'll have time for other things so she can pursue what she needs to do to prepare for med school. So that's my thoughts to you and to other families who may be facing this, where your son or daughter loves their sport but doesn't know whether they can pursue it in college and pursue the academics as well. I love the thinking that you have there, because you're not just thinking athletic career. You're thinking more about life, taking a long look at things. And to me, that's good. That's good. Athletics is not life in itself. It's short term. And I think you're going to have to, as parents, as athletes, be thinking long term. I wasn't the kind of athlete that thought long term, but I enjoyed my sport and I did well in classes as well. So that was fine for me. Let's get on to this topic today, the number two secret to your summer recruiting success. If you didn't listen last week, I encourage you to go back, listen to secret number one. And I talked about don't waste it. There are certain things you don't want to waste this summer. It's a limited window of time. You don't want to waste certain things. Go back and listen to that. This time, number two, and this is so key, and that's why I say it's one of four secrets to your summer recruiting success. What I have to share today, it will spill over past summer. This is a good time, though, to get into the habit and develop these skills that I'm going to be talking about. The number two secret for your summer recruiting success is communicate. Communicate. It's easy to lay back in the summer because it kind of lay back. We vacation and that type of thing, and we don't communicate like we need to with coaches. But that same thing happens during the year. We have a lot more to do, more responsibilities. And sometimes communication is put on the back burner. I'm going to share with you four things that are simple, and you remember, just remember these four words, okay? Remember these four words, and they will help you in this process, okay? And here's the first word. You're not going to forget it because it's first. Communicate first. Out of the gate this summer, start communicating with coaches. Get in contact with schools. Call them. Email them. Send them your introductory packet. If you don't have an introductory packet, that's okay. Take the initiative. If you contact coaches and they're asking you for more information, then that's going to produce a deadline that will motivate you to get your recruiting packet together. Your introductory packet takes outside influence sometime to do that. But communicate first. In fact, set a deadline for yourself. As a family, say, by June 15th, we will contact 20 schools. We will make appointments with 5 schools or 3 coaches to go visit this summer. Communicate first. Get off the dime. Make it happen so you can have a couple months of continued communication back and forth with some of them, but do not wait. Don't say, hey, we've got tournaments coming up, we've got a showcase, we've got a good long season, we've got a travel schedule, coaches are going to find my son, my daughter, he or she's going to be competing out there, we just got to get him or her out there, coaches will find them. No, that's not going to happen. And the time is so short this summer. Be sure that you communicate first. That's the first thing. Second thing, often. Communicate often. This is an ongoing relationship. I say that a lot. However, families miss this. Even if coaches express an interest in you and you think this is going great, if you don't communicate back with coaches, even if you have very little to say, I mean, you don't want to be trite, you don't want to be stupid, but be thinking of things that you can communicate to coaches about your high school athletic career, academics, other things, test scores, that type of thing that you can be communicating to coaches. But communicate to coaches often. Don't worry about bothering coaches. I mean, be a bother to them. Don't hassle them, but be there in their face often. If you think about being in their face often, then you'll probably maybe email them or call them often. All right? But having that mindset of being in their face, I don't mean that. But, you know, show up. Email, phone calls, even visits. Communicate often with coaches. Here's the third thing. Clearly. Communicate clearly with coaches. When you write to coaches, when you talk with them on the phone, when you have a chance to meet with them, be clear about, one, what you're looking for in a school. Academically, athletically, student life. Clear about what your goals are for your life, for your academics, for your athletics. Especially the athletics, you want to let them know why you're pursuing their program, why you're interested, where you think you might fit in, what you feel your strengths are, what you think your major might be, if you know at the time, what your interests are. Be clear and specific with coaches. When they ask you a question, really be thinking that through and answer clearly and specifically. You can save a lot of time. And ask coaches for their specific and clear evaluation of you. There are clear statements of where they have openings if they need somebody that in your position that you can fill. Be clear with coaches. Don't talk around the finances when you get to that point, but be clear with them. Practice that this summer. You got to be clear all the way through. And the fourth thing that you want to remember about communicating is positively. Communicate positively, with enthusiasm. I mean, you're pursuing that program because you want to play, you want to compete in college. You want to go beyond where you are right now. Parents, it's not your enthusiasm, it's your son or daughter, and it's not something they're going to make up, and maybe your son or daughter is just kind of a quiet person, but that's okay. But they probably are enthusiastic about their sport. If they're not enthusiastic about their sport, I would really question whether they're ready to compete at the next level, whether it's really something they want to do. And student athlete, as you think about that, if you're competing in your sport and you love it, you enjoy it, but hey, you're not sure whether you want to go on to the next level, then it's okay. You don't have to. Don't have to. Just enjoy it where you're at right now. But if you're one of those athletes say, yeah, I want to compete, I want to continue, then go for it. But be enthusiastic when you talk to coaches. Speak positively. They like that. A good attitude, a positive attitude. And let them know that you have hope, you have a dream, you have a vision, as you clearly communicate that and positively communicate that. Four things about communication, which is the number two secret to your summer recruiting success. Just remember this, to communicate first, often, clearly, and positively. If you have a question, just like Andy did, then feel free to email me at john@recruitme.com. john@recruitme.com. We'll also have a link in the show notes. And I love getting questions from parents. Your question isn't unique. And I like to share, if I can, on the show. I've done, in fact, a couple shows where I Skype with parents and we interact about these questions. And I might do that again in the future as well. My studio right now is a little bit haphazard. We're preparing to move to North Carolina and kind of strip down studio at this point. But we're going to keep going week after week, getting closer to episode number 100. A reminder, 30% off of the Recruit Me system premium, but by the end of May. I don't know when you're listening to this this podcast, this episode. You got a couple weeks, less than a couple weeks to go. If you just go to recruitme.com/system and use summer30 for that discount when you check out, and you get that 30% discount. And of course, that free thing I've got for you is the Recruiting Power Pack, three elements that will make a difference as you get into gear this summer. And don't forget to check out my athletic scholarship playbook, all those resources. And I love to resource families. I look forward to talking to you next week. And the secret number three of your summer recruiting success, we'll get to it next Tuesday. Take care. God bless you. Have a great week.